right now. How about a little Oregon hoops holding tight at 3 in the national rankings behind UConn and Notre Dame, who had a scare thrown into them by OSU, swept the holiday games at St. Mary's, home for Long Beach State on Sunday. You can follow this next gentleman on Twitter using the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach Graves, how are things?
Steve, I'm doing good. So Bev was long, huh? Just like a coach. Long-winded. We like to talk.
Yeah, well, at least in her case, in your case, you've got good things to say. You know, in your line of work, Thanksgiving is what you would call during the busy season. So do you and your family, do you put a big meal on delay and then do like a very Graves turkey day upon getting home? How are you able to celebrate the holiday?
You know, I think as a college athlete or basketball player and coach, you just resign yourself to the fact you don't spend Thanksgiving at home. So, no, we didn't really put anything on hold. The family still celebrated with the rest of my family up at Black Butte Ranch, but was down there by myself and, with my second family, the team. And we were blessed to go out to the Ionescu's house. And I'm telling you what, those Romanians, man, they put on a great Thanksgiving celebration. We had a blast and a lot of really good food.
Are they as competitive as she is in everything?
Well, in that thing, it's certainly good to be competitive. They made the stuffed cabbage. Man, I'm telling you what, it was for real. I mean, I had 3 helpings, big guy, and I'm trying to watch what I'm eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they nailed it. They nailed it.
So I've also got to chime in on something I noticed that you were kind of vocal about. When you're down in the Bay Area, whether it's Cal or Stanford, how did the San Francisco airport treat you coming back this time?
Well, coming back was a lot better than going down. But, I put out a tweet. I didn't even at United or anything, and they got in touch with me. They sent me some direct messages through Twitter. I ended up getting upgraded to first class, Steve. So I guess the squeaky wheel degrees. And we left on time. And so I gave credit where credit's due. San Francisco Airport, United came through in holiday traffic coming home. We got home early.
All right. Nice. Remember to at your target, courtesy of Coach Graves.
Man. I'm saying I didn't. Them and they still got hold of it, so yeah,
I get,
anyway,
yeah.
All good, buddy.
All right, cool. We continue with Coach Graves. Ducks remain unbeaten, like I said, 3rd in the national rankings. You know, we just had Civil War here, and I'm kind of curious because, you know, most people think of rivalries, kind of personalize it, or football. Your years at Gonzaga, who were your primary rivals in basketball?
Well, St. Mary's, actually. They were always the team that, you know, seemed to stay closest to us in the standings, and they, you know, had their share of success against us. And so, yeah, that was the team that I, you know, kind of lived to hate, so to speak. It's an awful term, I guess. But, Oregon State, it's more natural here. The teams in the Northwest at that time weren't very good, so we really didn't have much of a rival with anybody up here in the Northwest. But, St. Mary's, I'd say, and then later on, BYU.
All right. You know, by the way, because, you know, we don't like to, sometimes the hate word could be a little off-putting. We call it sports hate, so it's just between the lines. Does that make more sense? A little easy, a little more palpable?
Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, you mentioned Oregon State the other day, and they played Notre Dame quite tough. You know, even though they're a rival, they're still a Pac-12 team, and so we want them to win that game, you know. And,
yeah.
They fell short, but, you know, we're always rooting for the Pac-12 schools, whether we like them or sports hate them. So there you go.
There you go. Way to get on board. I mentioned this last week. One of the things I love about watching your team is the way you start games. UC Riverside in that tournament opener, not only did you blow it open, but I looked at the halftime numbers. You had just 3 turnovers, 13 assists on your 22 buckets. I mean, even for you guys who start fast, that's a strong 2 quarters.
Yeah, we played pretty well down there. You know, Riverside didn't give us a whole lot of competition, but, you know, you're going to have games like that, and you still want to be crisp and sharp. You don't want to just go through the motions. I think our kids sent a good message to me that they were prepared and you know, just came out really on point, but both ends of the floor. I thought defensively we were pretty good the entire weekend. And then against St. Mary's, we got a little sloppier, but cleaned it up in the second half. And I'll tell you, they're a good team. They always are. They're tough. They're physically and mentally tough and always well prepared. But still, we got off to a pretty good start and never really lost the lead and never really were challenged.
Yeah, you know, even in the second half of that UC Riverside game, I mentioned, you know, it's kind of a laugher by halftime, and your team doesn't really go through the motions. I mean, you hit 60% in the second half, 53 from downtown. So, you know, how pleasing is that to you as a staff that you really don't have to worry about this team just, like I said, going through the motions and just playing it out?
No, I think that's a mark of a championship-level team and great leadership among our seniors, you know, Adi Gilden, Maite Pizzorla, and then Ruthie and Sabrina are 2 juniors. You know, they're very experienced. They're very professional-like, you know, in their the way they prepare and play games, and I really like that. That's, you know, there's a lot of coaches that are playing with up and teams. You just never know what you're going to get from half to half, sometimes even quarter to quarter. But this group's been very consistent, and I think that just goes to show you we're experienced, and they have big goals on their mind. You know, we don't want to just go through the motions. We want to be as good as we can be each and every game, the entire game.
You know, you mentioned playing St. Mary's, and, you know, Paul Thomas has been there 13, 14 years. I think I read he's won 20 games 7 years in a row. Megan McKay is a terrific player. They kind of hung around, but you put it away in the fourth quarter. So an upgraded opponent on their home court, how strong was the finish there?
Oh, I thought it was great. That's going to end up being a good win. I think sometimes people look, oh, well, St. Mary's. Hey, St. Mary's, great win for the RPI. You know, they're going to win 22 to 25, 26 games. They do every year. They're always tough at home. You know, I know a lot of teams like to pad their records at home. We're 3-0 on the road. You know, not many Power 5 schools are going to go play the schools we have on the road. And I think you test yourselves a little bit better that way. But, yeah, that's going to prove to be a really good win for us. I think they're going to challenge Gonzaga for the top of the West Coast Conference. And, yeah, I think they're going to end up having a great year.
You know, I mentioned that UC Riverside blowout and, you know, kind of a chance to get your big sophomore, Lydia Giomi, in there. I think she played about 20, 22 minutes. And, you know, maybe a lot of people not all that familiar with her. She got injured in the tournament last year. What could you tell us about her game?
Well, Lydia's a great athlete. I think end line to end line, if I was to line the team up, sprint to one end, the other end of the court and back, she wins the race probably by 2 strides. I mean, she really gets up and down the floor. She touches about 10'6" or 10'7". So she's just a really good athlete. She just physically hasn't completely developed. And part of that is she's always injured. You know, the poor young lady just has not had great fortune, and seems like every off season she's either had a broken foot or a broken hand or a broken jaw, you know. And but she's a good athlete, has a great sense for the game, comes in and impacts the game on the defensive end and rebounding. And she's going to get more and more minutes like she did down there. And, you know, once she develops an offensive game, a post-up game, and that's coming, she's putting the time in. I think, you know, we've got what we thought we were going to have, a project who could you know, maximize her potential. So she's still got a ways to go, but she's getting there.
All right, and lastly, you know, I mentioned Long Beach State on Sunday, and this is kind of a little bit of a downtime. You don't play till a week after that, but you're still going to go to East Lansing at South Dakota. That team almost knocked off Baylor. Mississippi State is number 6. So this is, for you, maybe kind of a nice little respite maybe to recharge the batteries because, man, you've got a heck of a path leading to Pac-12 play.
Yeah, I don't want to disrespect Long Beach State, but after our Long Beach State game on Sunday, it gets real in a hurry. I mean, road games at Michigan State, you know, they're always solid, really good coach. South Dakota State, man, they're no joke. They play among the toughest schedules in the country year in and year out, and they knock people off. I remember Louisville went up there last year, ranked 2 or 3, and came out, you know, with a 4-point win. So each and every year, they give the big dogs a tough go, and then to come back and play Mississippi State here at home. That's a tough 3-game stretch. That might be the toughest 3-game stretch in non-conference any team in the country might have. So, this will be the last kind of tune-up, so to speak, and then it gets real in a hurry.
All right, Coach. He is he's Kelly Graves. He's back safely from San Francisco Airport. His team plays at 2 o'clock on Sunday at Matthew Knight Arena against Long Beach State. On Twitter, the handle is at GoDucksKG. Coach, always fun talking. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up next week.
All right, Steve. Hey, thanks, bud. Talk to you later.
Take it easy.